Hey everybody, welcome back to Solid Performance Solutions. Chris McCabe here with Leah McHugh. Leah, how are you?
Thanks, how are you, Chris?
You look very enthusiastic. I'm great. I'm back from Korea, getting back into my time zone, regular routine, regular swing of things, which is great. And lots of lessons that I'm still kind of mentally processing from the Seller Kingdom conference in Seoul, Korea. A lot of brands that we spoke with, and I'll probably talk about that next week or next time. Today, I
don't follow Chris on LinkedIn. Chris had a very good time in Korea.
Yeah, and it motivated me to get more Instagram aware. Maybe I'm finally taking that plunge. I like the idea. It's funny. I was just messaging somebody about this morning, but I like the idea of how a lot of Korean brand owners are using, I think, social media, using influencers in a different way, because they're all selling in the US, right? Everyone I spoke to at the conference is selling here. And maybe 90, 95% of them are based in Korea. So, but you know how we've always had these conversations about people getting suspended because they overreach trying to get product reviews and various promotions. And we never really get the conversation, at least we never, to my satisfaction, get the conversation back to the right way to use influencers and the right way to get people to just buy your product, have a great experience with it. And somebody has an organic review or an organic video posted about it. There's always these workarounds and tricks and hacks. And it's refreshing to see old style traditional marketing, but in a new technology, not new that Instagram's new, but newer approach. It's refreshing to see that because we spend so much time dealing with suspensions that don't really need to happen because people are they're using old techniques that don't work anymore or new techniques that violate policies. The good news is heading into November 2024, we're not seeing mountains of review abuse suspensions right now. Hopefully they won't land right before Black Friday, Cyber Monday. But
I am seeing a lot of, I guess it's not metric based, but it's like when they have so many little violations on their account health dashboard that they dipped below the allowable account health points. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, health rate score. Yeah.
Score, yeah. So I am seeing actually a number of suspensions where Amazon isn't actually asking for an account level appeal. They're telling the sellers that they have to clean up their account health.
Yeah.
And then they'll reinstate automatically.
Reinstate the ASINs automatically or reinstate the account automatically?
No, like they have to appeal. They have to appeal each of the ASIN warnings on the account board individually. And then once enough of those are resolved, the account will be reinstated.
Yeah. I also think there's been confusion. This can be our kind of like how to approach account health management episode, but I also think there's confusion over, if I resolve all these individual nicks and cuts, will my whole account pop back up or do you still need an account wide appeal? Because account health reps say very different things about that.
Well, so and the ones that I've seen in the account, there isn't actually anywhere for them to submit an appeal. It is only like the ASIN level appeal buttons.
But they're not suspended, account-wide suspended.
It is account-wide suspended.
Then they should have somewhere they can appeal.
No, the messaging says they need to clean up their account health dashboard and then the account will be reinstated.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. I mean,
what's happening with a lot of sellers, though, is they're like, well, all of these say no impact, but
yeah,
has an impact. And so different account health reps are saying, well, you only have to fix these ones that say they're high impact. But in reality, that's usually the case. Because we've seen entire accounts go down for one restricted product violation, and restricted product violations say they have no impact on account health.
That's what I'm hoping for 2025 is that we will hear from fewer sellers who say, my account health score is perfect, and I've been suspended out of nowhere for something that I should be able to appeal and resolve on a performance notification level and not on an account-wide suspension.
I mean,
there's so much confusion over that.
Better, because now it's like instead of one appeal, you know, that's like you have to submit hundreds of separate appeals for everything on your account.
Yeah, and it's disheartening.
Better for Amazon in terms of like their enforcement. I think this is actually kind of long overdue, but interesting for the seller side.
I was more speaking about active sellers, not suspended sellers who are getting calls from account health. Some of them are in the account health assurance program, which of course we have said numerous times, we think is kind of a misnomer and a little bit of a joke because they will suspend you if they want to. And account health assurance might buy you 72 hours before they suspend you. And it might mean you get a phone call saying, hey, clean up your account health, like you just said.
Well, and I think some people don't realize that once you are suspended, you no longer have access to health insurance.
Well, it doesn't have any meaning once you're suspended. No. It's just, so, okay, let's back
you
up.
Get, you what does it mean? You're suspended from account health insurance and your account is suspended.
Right. Further muddying the waters. So, but let's back up for a second. Account health insurance doesn't keep you from being suspended. It maybe keeps you from being suspended immediately. Or maybe,
depending on the reason.
Or same day. It more or less buys you some time. It doesn't mean you have time to submit an unlimited number of appeals before the 72 hours are up. It doesn't mean you're resetting a clock necessarily. It means you're on the clock. You need to send in, you need to do, depends on the situation, one of two things usually, appeal to our satisfaction to keep a suspension from happening, or, like you said, pick off all these individual unresolved performance notifications in account health. I mean, the account health dashboard has made it easier for people to realize that a threat is looming. That's the most value you get from the dashboard. But some people with perfect account health are getting these calls, getting these emails, maybe
even
getting suspended.
It is nice to be able to see everything that needs to be appealed in one place,
right,
as opposed to like all of your performance notifications going into an inbox that can't be searched. It certainly, from a user side, it's a nicer user interface.
It has improved.
I mean, the score doesn't really mean.
Right. And also, if you land on the wrong account investigator, self-performance person, they're going to do what they're going to do. They're not going to say, I'm just about to press a button on you. Oh, wait, I have to check three things and make sure it's okay if I do that. As we've said throughout 2024, and I should be saving many of these comments for the end of the year, but there's no real quality assurance going on. There's no meaningful, significant, hey, let's review the investigators to make sure they're doing a good job, to make sure
they're fast. They better be fast. That's all that matters.
Well, and at this time of year, it's like speed, right? Speed kills. And that's not going to change until next year. So we'll see.
Oh, you're happens. So much more optimistic than I am.
We'll see what happens in 2025. But for now, clean up your account health. We're, you know, practically on November's doorstep right now. So make sure you're picking these off. You're reducing the likelihood that their wonderful algorithms for account health don't queue you up for a review. It's a terrible time to be reviewed or getting messages like, hey, we're going to call you in 24 hours, in 72 hours. We're going to talk about your unresolved account health. How about just resolve those now? And if you're stuck, if you're like maybe some of you are screaming at me and I can't hear you, saying, I'm trying to resolve these. You don't understand. I'm watching this every day. I'm working hard at fixing this. They're just bouncing me around like they always do. They're just saying two, three different things like they always do. Yes, we know that. But that doesn't mean there aren't other things you could be doing to reassess or re-strategize. But keep an open mind. Come up with a list of your options for even escalating things that are stuck. Because maybe there are escalation points you haven't emphasized on your last email, and maybe there are things you haven't tried. But think about that now, not 3 weeks from now.
And just an additional point on if you are stuck in a loop with these teams, don't lose it at them. That's also a reason for them to suspend you. So I get, like, believe me, I get it. It is very frustrating dealing with support. It's very frustrating dealing with account health. You need to remain calm and professional. Because we have seen far too many sellers get suspended for unprofessional conduct when dealing with Amazon's teams. Fourth quarter, everybody's a little stressed.
Yeah. I think we've seen more people suspended this year for bad conduct, like personal conduct, than any prior year.
Yeah, I agree.
Which means maybe cumulatively over the years, the frustration has built up to a crescendo of now people are otherwise solid, reliable, good behavior sellers are losing it. And
part of this is, you know, don't open 10 different cases about the same thing. Mm-hmm. Don't send the messages in all caps. Don't send the messages with tons of exclamation points. Don't yell at anybody on the phone or tell them they're an idiot. All of this should go without saying, but everybody's stressed and this happens a lot. So keep it in mind.
I wanted to say the all caps thing. So you took that one
right
out of my breadbasket. That's a good one to just dwell on, have a moment of zen to focus on the all caps. Whatever you do, if you do nothing else, if you get nothing else out of this episode, embrace the notion. And I think this goes across cultural barriers, possibly language barriers. The heyday of using all caps is long since passed. And in Amazon land, it's really not the right thing to do. People get kicked off just for using all caps. And part two of this comment is keep a close eye on your employees, your staff, your VAs, because anyone, no, it doesn't have to be anyone working for you that is not you. Anyone who's not you, make sure that you are drumming it into their heads as often as possible that you don't care. Maybe this is the wrong way to say it. You don't care how frustrated they are, but what I really mean is you understand their degree of frustration. Whatever they do, don't spam, don't use all caps, and if you're on a call, don't scream.
So because as somebody who speaks to Amazon every single day, the way that I like to approach this is by going into the call, assuming that it is going to be a waste of my time. Because then when they get it, it's like a pleasant surprise. But then when they don't get it, I am expecting that. And I've already made a plan to be like, no, that is not what I'm talking about. Please, can we do this? If you're expecting it to be frustrating and you accept that before you start the call, it is a lot easier than going into the call and feeling like you've been blindsided, even though it's been the hundredth time that it is not helpful. And you know what? The worst case, if they're absolutely not getting what you're talking about, just say, thank you very much for your help. Hang up and request another call back and get somebody else.
Make note while you're on the phone.
It can actually get work names, to your benefit if they're giving you wrong information over and over.
Get names to the extent that you can type while talking. Get quotes. Make notes where you're kind of taking much more note of what they're saying versus what you're saying. You know what to say. You've been swimming in your problem for a while, probably. That stuff makes a difference. Keep good record. I can't tell you how many sellers I talked to. Well, we heard from Amazon. Okay, what team? I don't know. It was some guy. On what team? What's his name? Don't know his name. Don't know the team.
Right.
Details matter. Be specific. The worst thing we see in escalations where people say, I wrote an escalation. They didn't like it. They rejected it. I read these things. They're so vague. They're so general, which basically means it's not an escalation. It turns into a generic rant at that point.
Letter to the editor.
Yeah. Yeah. You get factual quickly. You stay factual. You get specific. That's what makes them pay attention. Not every time, right?
That is actually consistently what I see when people show us their escalations that we didn't write, is that they tend not to cite breakdowns in Amazon's procedures. And that is the whole purpose of an escalation. An escalation isn't to be like, I don't like the decision here. The purpose of the escalation is to show Amazon, I followed the process that you gave me to follow. Your process is not working. This is exactly how it didn't work. And this is why it needs to be reviewed by a manager. Just complaining that you didn't get the outcome that you wanted is not the purpose of an escalation. And that rarely works.
Yeah. If you can't see me, I am nodding a lot right now. That's spot on. And for anyone who's like, Chris, you don't talk to these guys. We talk to them all the time. And you probably talk to them once in a blue moon. That's not true.
I talk to them all.
You're talking to them every day. I'm talking to account health reps, you know, off and on throughout the week. And believe me, maybe we can end on this note since we're running long already. I have heard account health reps say things, even though you can't see them, with a straight face. It sounds like they're speaking with a straight face, that are 100% wrong. I think in some cases they know what's wrong and they're just selling it. In other cases, they think they're being helpful and it's just wrong. And very, very rarely do I lose my cool and say, stop talking. What you're saying isn't true. And you know, it's not true or something like that. Keep it professional. Be like, look, we've got lots of evidence to the contrary of what you're saying. If this is the best you can do for us today, we can wrap this up. Talk to one of your peers. You can be, you know, pushy, but in a professional way. You don't have to you know, yell and scream. And also if you're on account health calls and it's not going anywhere, you can probably tell in the first 3, 4, or 5 minutes that that's the case. There's a big difference between wasting 5 minutes and wasting 45 minutes. And we're still hearing from a lot of people, you know, tip number 10 here, who are on the phone with account health for 2 hours or waiting on hold. And they're just hoping beyond hope for a better answer than what they got in the previous half hour. There's no point wasting your time like that.
So that is account health specific. If you're speaking with catalog, you do actually have to stay on the call, unfortunately, right, as long as it takes them. But yes, that's specific to account health. Don't waste your time.
Yeah. I mean, I speak to account health as often as you speak to catalog. These are some things to, and also just prepare for something to go wrong. Prepare to have a bad performance notification. Maybe even just make a list of the last 3 months, the ones that you've had to, you know, just assume you might have to do some of those things in November, because the time you spend scrambling and working on something from square one, you know, you could be farther along in the solution path if you thought about some strategy, some appeal strategy, or even
maybe that'll be next week's episode, how to prepare.
Yes. I mean, we're going to be doing that throughout November. We've got lots of wonderful stuff coming up in November on this podcast, different guests, different prep tips. But for today, just wanted to cover some, you know, it's not the worst thing to talk about reviewing your account health the right way today and thinking about how to manage this stuff heading into the peak heavy period where you might not have as much attention span to focus on it when there's so much going on in the month of November. So thanks again for listening. Thanks again, Leah. Thanks. Talk to you again soon.